Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Chemda, we're going to introduce our buddy Rod here in 1 second. But I asked, like I do for the mic check, hey, what did you eat today? Right? Make it simple. He goes, I've been very busy, actually. I didn't eat yet. Okay. Then, as we're waiting, I get a text that says, I just realized I did eat today. I had bacon and eggs for breakfast. How the fuck are written words going to help the mic check? You can do this, Keith. You can do this. Just earn your pay today. Here we go. Ladies, gentlemen, others, Rod Morrow. Hello, Rod.
Hey, sorry to be a weird liar. I forgot that I ate breakfast this morning. I baked bacon in the oven for the first time ever, and it turned out delicious.
And then you forgot. That's something you forget.
And then I forgot. That's how good it was. I honestly forgot that I ate that food because it was just, oh my God, so good.
All right. We need your A game today, okay?
I'm back. I'm ready. Let's go.
We have a lot to cover. His podcast, of course, is The Black Guy Who Tips. And you're gonna like it a lot if you're new to it. He also wrote for Game Theory with Bomani Jones. And he has a new podcast. Tell people about the new podcast, Rod.
The new podcast is called Drapetomaniacs. All right. It's a word that means
I own the .com, so it's funny.
You didn't check first. This is going to be very awkward between Twitter switching to X and this. Oh my God. Right. But yeah, Drapetomaniacs is a disease that psychologist Samuel Adolphus Cartwright came up with, where he said that black people back in the day who were enslaved, who wanted to be free, had a mental illness called Drapetomania. So we're doing a show about all the black people that did things to be free way back in the day. And it's called Drapetomaniacs. We're on the third episode. It's funny. It's sketchy. It's and you'll learn something. So check us out.
I like the theme song. We are Drapetomaniacs.
who the fuck makes up? What kind of person, slaves that want to be free and not beaten, must have a mental disorder? Is this Leonardo DiCaprio? Who the fuck is saying this shit? But all right, I'm in.
It's enough for a whole show,
right?
With writers,
yeah. with many episodes and many writers. So, yeah, buckle your seats, everybody.
Rod is wearing a pink sweatshirt. Is this in honor of Barbie, Rod?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I figure you saw the movie. I saw the movie. We're Barbie bros now, and we're repping out here on these streets.
I don't have any pink, but I did shave so that more of my face shows, so that we can match a little bit.
You rapping?
Yeah.
We match.
I have been representing pink for quite some time. As you know, I've been wearing this sweatshirt for a while. I think I just had the knowledge that I should do that somewhere deep inside of me, because I did not see the Barbie movie. Although now I'm going to, even though I never go to the movie theater, because people like Rod Morrow are like, no, for real, it's good. And I go, I don't.
He said it's great. He said it makes you calm, and you're not supposed to jack off in the theater because there's kids. But he's saying it's that good.
That good. I couldn't believe it was that good. I really thought everybody was lying. It was a huge trick to get me to go to the theater. And I walked out of that theater, and everyone was smiling. And I was like, this is amazing. I can't believe we got to experience this together.
Well, let me tell you a little bit of the feedback that we've been getting so far. Nadine, bacon's so good, you get amnesia. Right. Craig Klein, the only way to make bacon, meaning in the oven. Nadine, oven bacon is where it's at. So like this whole, okay, can confirm oven bacon by Birdie James. Anyway, also, Nadine says you're living in a Barbie world. That's fantastic. Yes. And Birdie says, I collect Barbie. I hated the movie.
Oh my God. Well, it's controversial.
This is the first negative response.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to get to that, of course. Your Twitter, for Rod's Twitter, if you want to follow, is Rodimus Prime before the whole thing gets shut down. You know, you want to check it out. He trends a lot. But what do you think about this? Elon Musk is changing the name Twitter, this is true, to X, the letter X.
Gonna give it to you.
Meanwhile, meanwhile, somebody, just a regular Joe, owns the @X. Elon Musk doesn't even own it. It's still sending messages out from @Twitter, but the bird was changed to the letter X. You know, the bird is what you pay for. You paid billions for the bird, you fucking moron. It's in movies nowadays. It's in books. What are you doing?
Yeah. Also, like, did you see the video where they came to take the sign off of the Twitter headquarters building?
Yes.
But the police stopped them because they didn't have a permit
of their own building.
For their own, like, construction to take the, like, because he just does things on a whim. I feel so bad for the people who work there, because they just got to be, like, coming in to work on Monday. Like, he, what do you say on a podcast? We got to change. Who's going to change the name to X? Do we have the Twitter account for X? No. Oh, fuck. Well, OK, well, we got the copyright. Facebook Meta owns the copyright to X.
Isn't that
so? How the fuck is this going to happen?
Of course, this reminds me of a part in BoJack Horseman where BoJack steals the D from the Hollywood sign for Diane. And then from then on, everybody calls Hollywood Hollywoo, and the transition was seamless.
Yes. I want to know how is it going to sound to describe to people. Like, so I was on X last night and I saw
X it to me.
You know, well, you mentioned it's true. It's not a joke that Meta, the rival company, has a trademark on X when it comes to, and I have it here exactly, but when it comes to apps, here it goes. Meta has X trademarked for social media services in the fields of entertainment, gaming, and app development. You can't get clearer. So now he's got to add extra words to it. Is he going to call it X videos? Because that's where I go to whack it.
Right. It's going to get pretty confusing.
X-Men is taken. I bet X a lot of things. He should call it X-Hemda. That's probably not taken, you guys.
Twitter is now worth a third of the $44 billion that he paid for it. Twitter is now worth only $15 billion. He bought it last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's really doing a lot of damage to his I'm a very smart man reputation.
Right.
With some of these decisions.
Because I was there. I was like, I mean, we all have to admit he's smart, blah, blah, blah. He's done this, that, and the next. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to, if you notice, if you have been listening, the last 100 or 200 episodes, he's come up a lot. And I went from like, but he's not dumb to like, I'm just going to stay out of this one. It sounds dumb. The whole thing's dumb. Okay. He might be dumb. I hate when that happens.
If he wants to introduce the X, put the X on the bird, on the bird's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can be like, oh, shit.
I'd two rather X's
be,
on the-
we're going to be, we'd rather be caught on Pornhub than X, it seems like, right?
He should put X on the bird's private parts.
Okay. You know what? None of your ideas are dumb, kind of based on what I'm reading.
Come on.
He could use this workshopping. Right now.
Right. Yeah. So even if we're saying things that sound stupid, at least you can hear that it sounds stupid by having a conversation about it first.
Right. Oh, man.
Let's get right to it. The topic of the year already.
Already. Wow.
Barbenheimer. The weekend of Oppenheimer and Barbie came out. Barbie blew away the serious movie Oppenheimer about the atom bomb. $155 million the very first weekend. It more than made its money back already. That's incredible. And Rod is one of these people saying, you got to see this movie. I can't explain it. And I'm like, I saw the commercial. How is it more of that? And he said, you'll see. Mm-hmm. And I did.
I saw the ad and I was like, oh, this isn't for me. I wasn't hating it or anything. It's like, okay, other people will see this and enjoy it. But Rod is saying this is for you also.
I said the same thing. I said what you said.
This is so uncomfortable.
waiting on a verdict here. We need a drum roll.
It's the first time that one movie opened to more than $100 million and another movie opened to more than $80 million. The first one being Barbie, of course. Mm-hmm. So it was a big weekend for everybody. I don't know. And then people had to decide. What do they see? What's the order you see it? Barbie? Then Oppenheimer, because that's more serious, and then you can talk about that with your friends because it's more in your head. Or do you see Oppenheimer about the atom bomb and then Barbie as a palate cleanser? I wonder how they do it in Japan. But anyways, far and away, Barbie was number one. Yesterday we did the game show. And Aaron McGuire brought up, I wonder what I'm going to see. Will I see The Natural Disaster, the movie about the natural disaster, or will I see Oppenheimer? I ended up, I did see Barbie, the full movie. And I'll tell you why I say full movie. That did sound weird. Today I saw an hour and 15 minutes of Oppenheimer because I don't want to get bored and upset. And I have the movie theater right next to me. I have the free month, the, you know, you pay for it, but I have the monthly pass. I have the previews down to the second. So I'm going to watch it in parts and cheat the system.
I like that.
Weird. Your local movie theater is my Netflix. That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if I start falling asleep, I'll just watch it later. I'll put pause on or something.
Yeah. The only thing missing is Keith hitting pause literally and leaving the theater and everyone else being like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah. When you watched, when The Irishman came on Netflix, nobody watched that in a row.
No.
So it's rude to make a movie 3 hours.
Agree.
You can go to the movie theater. Leave, get a sandwich, come back, continue, because it'll take you a while and you can just pick up where you left off. It's so bananas what you do.
Craig Klein, my buddy, he was picking on me for seeing Barbie. But you know what? But I'm not even joking. He goes, how about something from the Criterion Collection? Maybe Jean Cocteau, like 1932's The Blood of a Poet. He's not even joking. Some black and white Frenchman. How about something nice from the 30s, Keith? How about a little art? I don't know.
Wow. Can you,
yeah.
Is this the same person who was defending Paris Hilton and how smart she is during one of our chat parties?
Yes.
And Roseanne.
Okay. All right. You know what I think you should do? You know how like we get these letters and you insist that people write, you know, are you sober? How old are you? And like little stats. Before you talk to Craig, can you ask him where he's at in his drug day? Like is it blue pills? Is it red pills? Is it just weed? What's going on?
Now, what concerned me a little bit about this Barbie movie is that I see everybody coming to the theater dressed in pink. Pink scarves, pink dresses, pink bow ties, pink everything. When you go to a movie dressed up like the movie, you're not going to hate it. I never see somebody dressed as a stormtrooper leave the movie theater with his head down. If you dress like the movie, you make yourself like it. Is that fair to say? That concerned me. No?
Not fair. And here's why I say it's not fair.
Please. Because you go with Wolverine claws and you're like, that dragged.
The people you brought up were, as the example, are the best example, the worst example to use. Star Wars fans hate Star Wars movies.
Okay.
They dress up. They go. It's like they forgot about the last movie.
Right.
And then they walk out of there like, Jar Jar Binks. I'm like, why'd you put on that costume? You guys know this is actually the ritual. You go, you dress up, and then you leave mad.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I didn't find the movie so mind-blowing. But I was surprised that it was very smart and clever.
Mm-hmm.
They
what kind of weird review is this? It's
no Lego movie.
Okay.
Mm. Mm.
Are you glad you went?
Sure.
That's as good as we're getting.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. This just proves, by the way, my point that nobody likes the word sure. I just said sure, and people try to convince me it means sure, yay! You want to hang out tonight? Sure. Yeah, that's what the word means.
That's as good as we're getting, and this is what I expected, because Keith had his arms folded when I was like, I'm telling you, man, this is actually really good. You should go see it. It's great. And he's like, I'll go see it. And so, of course, we got a sure going in and a sure coming out. But to me, if you're a listener, this might as well be two fucking thumbs up, okay? Because this man didn't even want to see this fucking movie a week ago. Okay, this man was like not even on my radar, and he walked out and was like, fuck, it was smart and clever. Goddamn, Rob was right. I'm not gonna be able to cuss him out on the next Keith and the Girl.
I'd probably give it an 8.
Yeah,
that's higher than that other weird movie that you were like,
Transformers Beast Wars, 7.9.
Is that the 7.9? Yeah,
both the characters in both movies made no sense when they were breathing, but yes, this was better than Transformers. So the Barbie.
How about that Ryan Gosling?
He moved his face in this movie. So that was fun to see.
Shocked.
He can smile. He can frown. He can look concerned. He can look shocked. He can be angry. This guy can act, it turns out.
Did you know he could do that?
I wasn't sure. I knew he was handsome.
Yeah, me too. All new to me.
I just knew because his face didn't move. I'm like, I guess you know you're handsome and you can't change your face.
Yeah. Very sullen in every movie.
But you had to have loved the musical in the beginning, right?
Kill myself. I hated the music. Hated it.
Okay, what about the gyno joke at the end? That was like...
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that put it all together. I feel like...
I see what's happening. You're doing my little wiki game, but through people's messages.
No, you know what?
You guys know I think the atom bomb was first discovered in the Manhattan Project. I'm guessing they were working on plutonium, if I remember right.
We worked on this in chat last night.
Oh, really?
I did so good.
You just did. I'm very impressed, Hamda. You did great.
You think so? I don't think I did as well as the practice of last night.
Well, you messed up is at the very beginning of the show, you did say you didn't see the movie.
I forgot.
Yeah. So like, if you would have just dropped that without any like pretense about it, Keith would have been like, what the? Get out of here.
You know what happened is I totally forgot that I was supposed to do that bit. And then I looked down and I'm like, musical. Oh, my God, the musical. Did you love the musical number?
I found the music too long, especially the Ken segment. The Kens fight each other and then make up. That to me dragged on.
The Ken is so good. It was basically like Rick and Morty level, like, we're going to do the joke till it's like not funny and then it's funny again because it kept going to different scenes of special effects. Oh, God, I'm going to see this movie again. I can't believe it.
In the theater?
I'm going to see this fucking movie again in a theater.
When I complain about the Kens.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer.
You haven't seen Oppenheimer, right? You'll see this twice first. Like, you know, guess what? They figure out the bomb, I'm going to guess.
I think we got it.
All right. The war's going to end. I'm going to guess.
They didn't call it Oppenheimer, okay? They called it Barbenheimer for a reason.
Right. They put it
Ryan V wants to know if you felt empowered, Keith.
Well, I want to be clear that I hope I don't sound like these conservative reporters. I'm saying you're, Ben Shapiro, Piers Morgan. Man, they really... So what they're complaining about this movie is that it starts in Barbie land. And Barbie's in charge. Kens are the accessories, as we understand them to be. The president is a Barbie. The Supreme Court is a Barbie. Something happens. Barbie has an existential crisis. She has to go to the real world. And they see, for example, like a fashion show or something. They go, that's their Supreme Court, this poster. I'm looking at these half-naked women. So that's kind of fun. And then you see how this patriarchy in the real world is so different than Barbie. Ken goes back to Barbie land and introduces the patriarchy to Barbie land. These conservatives in our world, in real life, are upset that we're looking like queers. What kind of tiny dicks must Ben Shapiro and Piers Morgan have? That Piers Morgan, I get the New York Post. Piers Morgan wrote at least two articles, each one taking up two pages about how this movie is bullshit because it makes men so subservient and it acts like women don't have real power of any kind. They don't, moron, and you know that. That's why you're the one who writes the article and not your wife.
One of my favorite lines in the movie is from the narrator. And it's a super funny joke, but I think it went over everyone's head in the theater. But she says, and from this point on, the Kens would have more as much power in the Barbie world as women have in ours.
Yes.
And I was like, like I laughed like one of those big goofy laughs and the whole audience was silent. I was like, no, that's just fucking genius. You guys are idiots.
Did you cry during the movie, Rod?
I didn't cry, unfortunately.
All right. Because the women in Barbie land, they start going along with it. This world. And so Barbie, when she comes back, they come back separately. When Barbie comes back to Fantasyland, she's got to figure out how to unbrainwash these women. And there's that beautiful speech. Okay. You know, don't forget you're a woman and all the shit you have to go through. And
so you have
to be thin, but not too thin. And don't even say thin, say healthy. But seriously, be thin. You have to have money, but don't ask for money because that's crass. And what a great speech. That goes on and on about all the complications. Be a good mother. Love being a mother. Don't talk about your kids all the fucking time.
Birdie's saying she does not spend enough time in the real world for it being a fish out of water story. If that's the gripe, that makes me say, like, a little imagination. It is a doll. Yeah.
I also needed a shorter movie. I didn't need it longer.
Yeah.
How long is this movie?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Whoa, that's long.
Yeah.
How many edibles do you think I should be on?
One. One will get you right through. That's what I was on.
What?
They didn't have that. I looked up, why didn't they have the Barbie song? Let's go, Barbie. Let's go party. In the movie, Mattel, some time ago, sued the band Aqua for making that song. How petty. Who gives a shit? It's just an advertisement for Barbie.
Yep. And they had to end, they ended it with Nicki Minaj's Barbie song, which is not the superior song. Like,
which song
it's
is
a good
that?
Song, but it's not the same.
Is that new? Is that for it's, the movie?
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. But then they rap over it, you know? So it's like, it's not the same as that original. The original would have hit harder, right. You know?
Hmm.
So I'm seeing Ben Shapiro saw the movie and he put out like an hour video. He literally burns Barbies. So he had to buy like $100 worth of Barbies to burn them and say how this movie is bullshit.
How are you but not embarrassed?
How can you hate it that much as a grown man? Like, that's a little too much. It's
how
just
are you
a
not
movie.
Embarrassed?
Yeah, that's extra weird.
It reminds
he
me.
He hit upload on that video, y'all. He did that, recorded himself, edited that, and still said, I'm going to wait the 9 hours for YouTube to upload this.
And still said, I'm going to go home and fuck my wife. How? There's no way.
He's saying that.
There's no way.
No way.
Remember some time ago, not too long ago, there was a Gillette commercial about Me Too and how we raise our boys. And, you know, it shows boys fighting with each other, guys saying boys will be, you know, adults saying boys will be boys, you know, mansplaining, what she's trying to say in a business meeting. And conservatives were in an uproar like this. Can't I just learn about shaving? Do we got to have a life lesson? Then it was for you, you tiny pricked having motherfucker.
Right.
It's for you if it's fucking getting you riled up. This Ben Shapiro is like, is that kid from Toy Story who burned all the toys and started making fucked up toys. He's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, it's also wild that like we have so many movies with the opposite message, right? Where it's like women are the accessories and here's a bunch of boy toys beating each other up. And like, because that's all Transformers, G.I. Joe, Marvel. It's just boy toys beating each other up. The women are the accessories and the girlfriends. And none of those movies, fine.
Yeah.
Like, no one's burning shit. No one's boycotting anything. You're just like, fuck it, that's life. It just proves the Barbie movie is so fucking smart. It just makes it a better movie way you're acting.
And if you're against this movie for being so feminist, may I recommend every other movie ever made?
But they can't have one, not one movie.
Here's Piers Morgan. What is the patriarchy? The latest article starts. I bet most people reading this haven't a clue. Well, maybe you and Chappelle just figured out the word feminism. Maybe you both can pick up a dictionary.
Maybe he was talking to Siri and it just sent.
Even I don't really understand it. And according to Radical Feminist, I'm supposed to be the very personification of what it supposedly represents. The literal translation, derived from the ancient Greek, is rule of the father and denoted the reality at the time that men were the heads of most families and organizations. Well, it's not manifest destiny. You did that.
You
didn't let him work. You didn't let him. But in recent times, the concept of the patriarchy has been hijacked and corrupted by feminazis.
Oh, wow. Still using that.
Bringing that back. To suggest that every aspect of life and society is dominated by powerful, privileged males over subjugated, underprivileged females. In short, men are evil oppressors. Women are unimpeachably perfect victims, and anyone who dares challenge this notion is a disgusting misogynist.
Can I just say, can you not use the word feminazi when you like Nazis so much?
Right.
Like, you can't be in love with so much white shit and then use Nazi to say that I'm a bitch. Like, that's not.
Why isn't it a compliment?
Yeah.
Ted Cruz says it's Chinese propaganda. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Fox
Heath,
News is calling it too woke. What's that?
Heath, were you surprised at how much Mattel let them pick on the company Mattel?
Yes. Yes, I did enjoy that.
Every time they made a joke, I was like, do you guys know the joke's you, right?
Right. They made a joke about the dolls being supermodels. They made a joke about the owner, the creator of Mattel, is in there somehow and mentions like, anyway, I'm not dealing with tax evasion right now. But that's for another time. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's fun to hear. Yeah. That's
all the people in the boardroom were men.
Yeah.
And that's like the real CEO is a man. So like at the when he's like, yeah, I mean, I agree. We need to make the world more like Barbie World. I mean, I'm going to keep the totally real title CEO. Right. But we
because we once had the designer was CEO and then we had somebody else in finance or something. So there's two women already. And yeah, I was surprised that Mattel let them keep it.
Damn.
Maybe they had to sign something first. And then the director's like, now I'll work on it.
Right. Yeah.
Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA says the film is, quote, the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Honestly, no offense to Rod and other people telling me about this movie. Yeah. It's really this conservative backlash that got me to see it.
Mm.
Like but it's interesting.
And you're the news. See Oppenheimer and talk about that. You're seeing Barbie and talk. Who gives a shit?
But while Oppenheimer is out, you're saying that Barbie is the most disgusting movie you've ever seen.
Right.
As I recall, and you know, guys, I don't really know movies as well as you both, but right. I recall one of the last movies I saw that was a couple decades old at this point was the movie Taken. That mm-hmm. you guys created multiple more Taken movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's about your young daughter being taken into sex slavery. Mm-hmm. So far, not disgusting. So far, we're good. And then by the small description of one or two tattoos in a guy taking her, this dude flies to a country where it's perfectly fine to do this to your child, finds the guy, blow ups a lot of shit. On the way, we see other girls who are not getting taken back by their daddies because they're already in it. Sorry, ladies. Anyway, I'm going to take this one girl back home. That's not disgusting.
Well, in all fairness, Kendall, you don't understand. In this one, Ken really wants Barbie's attention like a cock.
Like a real cock.
He's got to fight the other Kens for attention, you know, like pussy men in the real world. Right. But that's so disgusting to see when it's huge on the screen.
Oh, here's
and apparently stealing a daughter, taking her across the seas to put her in sex slavery, not patriarchy. That's fine.
Right.
Right.
Not disgusting at all.
Nadine is saying, I guess no one saw Human Centipede.
Right.
Not these guys.
I would imagine in Human Centipede, some people were throwing up in the theater. No exaggeration. I imagine that was the movie where a lot of kids quit their jobs that summer.
Oh, my God. I want us to send Ben Shapiro to all these movies. Right. I want him to react this way to all movies now.
Charlie Kirk, who I just said it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. It was also, it says in this article, floating the idea of a boycott. Yeah, sure. I know exactly what you're doing. I think we can all see you loud and clear. I'm going to float the idea of a boycott. $155 million in the first weekend. I'm going to let this one go. You fucking weirdo. You're lucky.
Also, isn't it weird that those guys who are very much representative, like, it's almost like a parody of when Ken came back. That's what they do for a living. But, like, this movie is also object. Like, there are so many just hot women wearing no clothes in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
In Barbie. You think they just all be like, fuck it. I don't care what they're saying. The women are hot and I'm an alpha man. But no, the women have opinions and they're not wearing the clothes for you. So now you're mad.
No. Yeah. They got so butthurt over the Barbie being in charge as opposed to Ken. It really is that simple. And there's no patriarchy. But this bothered you. This fucking bothered you. Not musicals where the men are dancing like women to you anyway. It's this because they spell it out.
A movie about toys.
Yes.
It derailed everything. It derailed everything for these people. It's so beautiful. I love it. Thank you.
So, yes. I guess I do recommend it over not recommending it. Because reading these conservative views is so fun. Do you sell the movie? Just for that, see it.
These, yeah. See what they're mad about.
Yeah, they're making themselves cocks.
Why weren't they? They must have not seen Boys on the Side just because of the title. Like this, right. It's just so sensitive. I just love how sensitivity is really usually just given as a female trait and negative in that way. When really I'm 47. I was trained to be sensitive to men's sensitivity, like to actually follow their thought process, follow their body language so that I can move left when they're moving right. In our conversations, in actual life, so that they don't get so upset. Because you guys get so upset. Look at how upset we are over the color pink right now. Like, we're upset. Like, just because you don't use Kleenex to wipe off the blood after you punch something, it doesn't mean you're not upset. You're upset.
I like that they gave us a new term. Like, I'm Barbie burning mad. Okay.
Right.
I'm so pissed.
Your daughter just wants to wear pink to school now and can't. Like, if you're one of these assholes, right?
Right.
What about if your son wants to wear pink?
Calm
down.
You got to wait until Kanye says it's okay again, because then it's
this
manly.
Woke agenda over here. Also, isn't it weird to be like, this movie makes it seem like women have no power? Anyway, try to get an abortion. Good luck.
Right.
Well, they're not allowed to kill Rod. Oh, my God.
Well, same magazine. Nearly everything is now kept under lock and key in some Big Apple drugstores except the morning after pill, which shoppers can pick up in bins. But
if you call the morning after pill an abortion, killing a baby.
Right.
I mean, you need to fucking watch out for me and my girls, because I've murdered twice. Okay. And we are just like going, we're making appointments to murder. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is no joke. If you told me that you were murdering, like, oh, we can have sex, I'll just murder it. What do you think is happening in these abortion places? We're popping, you know, confetti and going like, another a Bobo. You know, a Bobo was made up so that we stop crying for a second during our abortion.
I think these conservative guys are upset about abortion because it's one thing. They're like, but I want control of everything. Because as a funny joke, all the women should keep the babies and give it to them. There you go. Here's the babies. You had your say. You came in me and you have your say. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's always weird when part of their argument is just like, we can always adopt the babies. And we're like, we have orphanages that have kids in them now.
Right.
Let's wait till we get that down to zero, everybody. And then if we're doing a good job, then we can start some adoptions. But right now, we're doing piss poor.
I tell you what. Right the fuck now, you can go and adopt someone. Show me how it's done. I'll follow your lead. Right. You beautifully, morally satisfied idiot.
Yeah, none of this is obviously in good faith. Whenever Roe versus Wade was overturned, somebody I'm close to said, good, and now I'll just donate more to Catholic charities. I'm like, I happen to know how much money you make. There's no fucking way you're donating to anything. So why did you just lie to me? You know?
Although that's just the person who would give to Catholic charities.
What do you mean?
I think people... give. Remember, your mom didn't have money and put $20 in the basket after she heard how the dude felt about the homosexuality while your gay brother was sitting with you on
sure.
the pew.
But this, but also the person I'm talking about didn't.
Did she ever give you $20 to do something fun?
Well, she did. She's afraid I was going to see one of these sick, perverted movies. That's why I couldn't see movies. Who knows what would have been out.
Might have saw Barbie and start thinking women right. had thoughts and emotions and shit.
That's so not what Barbie represented as a kid. Like, of course Mattel is allowing this, because before this we were protesting. How dare you think that this is what a woman is? Where are the curves? Where is the pigment color change? Where's the hair? Where's the all of this? And now we're like, Barbie's the best. I want to wear pink. Amnesia ourselves. This is not Barbie. All of a sudden represents my fucking femininity or my feminazism, whatever it is. And I have to be cool with that, by the way, even though I grew up with like, oh, this is the way everyone's supposed to look. Blonde, blue eyes, your hips can't carry you. They did the fucking math on this and Barbie was supposed to tilt over based on her proportions. But now she's feminism. And now we're fighting conservatives over, let me have my Barbie. Let's not just let the irony completely pass. Let's just like hold on to a little bit of it. But yeah, here's my pink shirt. Go ahead. Barbie thought, now represents.
They thought about that in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good, man.
When I say she's having an existential crisis, no joke, she has an inch of cellulite. She's got to figure out what's wrong. Yes. What? Yes.
And then, like, the people in the movie are very much like exactly what Hemda just said. Like, this is what you fuck you really represent. I don't know what the fuck it's like in Barbie world where there's no racism and the men are all cucks. But out here, you're a piece of shit.
Craig Klein is saying, done. I'm donating money to Barbie this year.
First of all, this Craig Klein. Yeah. There's a documentary on Netflix right now about that damn telescope. Just saying.
Oh, I haven't heard about it yet from him.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? He didn't tell your buddy. Didn't tell you
he is Netflix. That's interesting.
Bunch of shades of gray and pink and orange blobs, and he didn't even say nothing.
This is why Rod hosts our wrap up show because he'll bring up. She's like, "Can you believe so and so said that to you?" And we're like, "You know what? Hold on.
I thought he was my pal."
You love stirring shit. You're like, Hemda sounded away. Hemda, did you feel away during this episode?
So in this newspaper that's complaining that they're complaining that while some things are locked up in Duane Reade's stores, the morning after pill is not. $39.99 packages of the emergency contraceptive Take Action, which is intended to prevent pregnancy up to 72 hours after unprotected sex, are featured front and center. So then they started asking some hard-ons what they thought. That should be locked up behind the counter, said Alex Nantes, 50 years old.
I know. It's like so tempting for me to go in there and take it for funsies. Right. Oh my God. My friend was on it one time and she like bled for days and it actually hurt. But yeah, she's not breastfeeding, which is like so sad. But I heard the high was really worth it.
I'm a Barbie girl.
You would think that would be with the other birth control products, but it's just out here next to the sunscreen. What is my 10 and 12 year old son's going to say? What about
that
the kids seeing that
stuff? He might burn in the sun and he needs to let you put on the lotion. It's protection for your sensitive skin. And this other thing is protection for my sensitive uterus that doesn't want a breathing machine in there.
They'll start questioning, what's that? That is the hardest part of being a parent. They keep asking questions.
Why?
These kids.
Why? But why?
It shows where people's priorities are. Murdering babies. Mm-hmm. Dan Riley, a construction worker from Greenpoint, Brooklyn, this should be fun, scoffed at having easier access to the morning after pill than to the Red Bull he needed a staffer to unlock. Well, because kids don't steal morning after pills.
Right.
Let's see. There's a.
This... Then he went back to his construction site and was like, what's going on, hot toots over here?
Right. Of course. Looking good. The fries come with that shake. They think it's going to be an impulse buy because it's at the front of the store. Oh, well. Here's a story about...
No, by the way, the impulse buy happened before the morning after
pill. Right. The
morning after pill is not where I have impulse control issues, okay?
I do want to know...
The ice cream aisle I do. You could lock that shit up.
I do want to know if women are doing what men do. So, like, when you buy condoms, a lot of times it's like, oh, I just happen on some Snickers and some...
Right.
Some frozen peas and, I guess I'll get some condoms. I wonder if that's what's happening with the morning after pill. It's like, oh, I just came for the M&Ms, but shit, while I'm here, right?
In a movie theater, unrelated, a 63-year-old victim who asked to remain anonymous and his wife had purchased tickets for the movie Insidious. It's a horror movie, for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. The Red Door. The victim said that he politely asked the couple he found in his seats to move. Now, even though people are going back to the theaters, you don't need that seat. But okay, you paid for it, so you got to be a hard-on.
Is he dead?
Not just yet.
Is it a hard on if you just wanna?
It's strange.
Go like, hey, that's my seat. Why? Because it was an empty theater.
Because who gives a shit? And there's plenty of room.
Some people give a shit, and it's my experience.
I know, and they like. Here's how you do it.
If you gotta do it, mm-hmm. if you got to, there's a right way to do it. You go get the fucking 13-year-old kid that's making $7 an hour.
Right.
And you make him do it, and then when he gets killed. And they clean up the crime scene. You go sit in the seats that you were supposed right. to sit in.
Yeah, you could say, "Oh, sorry, that's my seat." And that's usually the end of it. When they refused, the man started to look for seats elsewhere. As I'm walking away, the guy said, "Go run to your wife, little boy." Now, right here, I don't know if any of this is true.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That could be true.
Go run
that
to your wife, true. Little boy. And then the guy said back. You know I'm not the one who's being a little boy. You don't need knocked the fuck out if it's true.
This is how I know it's a lie.
You're the one who's being the little boy, and you know it. Like, how's anybody getting laid after this movie?
None of the guys had good comebacks to any of it. It was just a bad conversation, but they're both idiots.
I mean, so here's the thing. I saw a picture of the people that did this crime.
Okay.
And they do not talk like that.
Okay.
They don't say, go to your wife, little boy. They weren't of that ilk, if you know what I'm saying. I speak their language. And that's not how you insult right. these people. But the guy who got beat up definitely looked like he talked like that.
Okay.
And it makes me wonder if he did Keith's pet peeve, if he went to go to the other seat and he was like,
yeah, fine, I'll do it. Like, you know, he muttered something. Because you can tell, because if you're willing to talk back, you're actually the little boy. You didn't just go, all right, I'm going to let this go. And again, maybe he didn't have to let it go. I'm not even saying that. But I could tell he's a fucking bitch. Mm-hmm. And like Al Capone, you're getting punched for something we don't know about. How about that?
Karma.
Yeah. The argument continued until the attacker began pummeling the man. You know, the little boy, and then the attacker got up, the guy that took the wrong seat. Got up and beat up the guy.
Oh, man.
What movie?
Insidious.
Barbie.
Okay. That was Insidious. What happened to him?
The movie Gover, this was in Florida. He suffered a broken nose. And he says the attacker, quote, just went to town. I couldn't even get a defensive shot in. I know. Yeah, you don't want to sound too much like a pussy. You didn't have to tell the story. I couldn't even get a defensive shot in. Oh, you couldn't, MMA fighter? You couldn't even get a defensive block in. The guy, it happened so fast, he basically sucker punched me. He's basically sucker punched you 15 times.
After you talked all that shit?
Yeah.
You're not getting, that's another, if you start a fight, you're talking shit, and then they come over to you and beat you up, that wasn't a sucker punch. That's what happens when people keep talking shit.
How did he start the fight? Am I getting this wrong? It was his seat. So let's call him A, right? It's A's seat. Hi, I'm A. Excuse me, B. Would you like to get out of my seat? And B goes, no, go fuck yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And then A goes, fuck me, no, fuck you. It was that level of, right?
Well, first of all, wait, be clear that A said it very, very politely, end quote.
Okay, but B said it just as politely. Let's say who gives a shit, right? So B talked real shit first.
Yes.
And B seems like the badass, and he, that's why he feels comfortable sitting down in right. someone else's seat.
Keep
right?
in mind A's telling the story, but yes, B's the one right. who said bye bye, little boy. And A just tried to say matter of factly, to be clear, dear sir, it is as per you being the little boy.
Think of A as saying, son.
Yes.
This is my seat.
Right.
And then it changes the whole discussion, right?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yes. However, B should never punch someone.
Of course. Over that. Of course. No, you shouldn't. I don't think there should ever be a cause for violence if we're being
all
honest.
All right.
Or war.
But whose fault
like
is it?
To live in that world.
It sounds like you're saying it's A's fault and it's absolutely B's fault.
It's both her faults. I don't mind that A got knocked the fuck out.
A said, listen, there's not enough sauce in these nuggets.
Right.
And we're not saying you deserve to be beaten up by a Wendy's employee if you say there's not enough sauce.
Right.
But I'm not surprised.
Look around.
Oh, my God. I had a moment like that the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm the leave the scene. So I'm on my bike. I just got out of, I did the whole Central Park loop, and Central Park is amazing. There are no lights. Pretty much everyone's going the right way because it's too much to not go the wrong way. And you're all doing a loop, and really, you can only do so much of it. So you're going to go there. It's beautiful, the ongoing, smooth traffic. I leave, and it puts you out right in Times Square. And it, all of a sudden, I'm in Times Square, and I'm like, holy shit, this is too much. I had everyone spilling into the bike lanes. Everyone is all over the place. I'm now having to ride in traffic. It's like getting so overwhelming. And I turn to someone, I'm like, you are in the bike lane. Like as I'm riding, and I'm like, oh shit. Now my back is towards them. All right. Should I start riding my bike zigzag? Chemda, why are you saying anything? Why did you say anything to anybody? I just got like, so I'm like, you're putting my life in danger.
We know this world. We know it's getting more and more toxic. I think we can all agree. Yeah. Now you know why
I shouldn't have done that.
Now you know why people want to hate you. And it's because hate's all this world's even seen lately. So just watch your mouth when you start walking away from... Anthony, you're the little boy. Well, let's see who the little boy is now. I just beat the fuck out of you.
Right. I know. Once he made the decision to walk away, you don't get to be tough anymore.
Right.
That you made the decision. I'm not tough. You are taking my seat. This is like you're gonna get beat up for whining. Oh man.
If you even walked away and said you're not worth it, punch in the face.
Right. Right. You just go, all right, you got my seat. Okay. That's it. That's the whole transaction. You don't get to be a man. Now I'm gonna be a man. I'm not very happy about what's happening, sir. Like, okay.
I suppose I was being a little boy.
Yeah. How long could he keep it going, do you think? Like an hour into the movie, he's still like, and actually, now that I think about it, even being a little boy is not necessarily a bad thing. Okay.
There's a quiet scene in the movie. Little boy.
I wouldn't feel comfortable telling people to get out of my seat and now they're sitting behind me because I always think in a movie theater, someone's just going to stab me. Why are we all sitting here in the dark? Why do we sleep on each other on airplanes? It's all very, very strange. Like in locker rooms, we're just naked. On the beach, we're in our underwear. It's just these contextual oddities that we are completely quote unquote comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with that.
This is a phobia you've expressed for since the inception of Keeping a Girl. Like every once in a while, I'll still be in a movie theater and have a random thought about, oh, someone's going to slash my neck from behind. And I'm like, but what the fuck would they be in a theater for? And also, why has that never happened before in the news? Like, why am I worried? Why did him to incept me? And now I'm not enjoying the movie anymore because I'm just worried who's going to sit behind me.
We didn't have an atomic bomb until we had an atomic bomb.
True. You know, it only takes one.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming to the theater with shanks.
For me, you know,
is that
a cult?
You don't belong here.
That's the wrong seat. Stab.
Speaking of conservatives, I'm reading this. This is interesting to me. I forget the woman's last name. Forgive me. Carol, somebody who sued Donald Trump for Trump.
Jean Carol.
Yes, thank you. She said, hey, this guy sexually assaulted me in a fancy clothing store dressing room. Donald Trump said that never happened. She goes, well, I'm going to sue you for lying. It's too late for me to sue you for raping me, but somehow it's okay to sue you for lying, which quite frankly means you raped me. And the judge said, the jury said $5 million you get. So that means you're a rapist, if you ask me. Mm. Well, now on top of that, the judge rejected Trump's bid to throw out the verdict in the case. And he says the jury did, in fact, find that Trump raped her based on the common definition of the word.
So that's rape, right? Or
yes. So he is officially a rapist, and to call him that in print is not actionable.
Right.
Whoa.
That's big news, I think.
And he's running for president.
Yeah.
And he moved up 5% in the polls, probably.
Right. And now people are helping the defense fund because this is even worse.
Right. They're like, man, this is bad news for DeSantis.
Maybe this is stupid, but what's happening with his conviction? What's happening with the...
So he paid $5 million and he tried to sue her. And they're like, no, we already...
what's happening with the FBI files? And
oh, that's still good. Everything's going on and on.
He got indicted.
But how is he still running? When does this end?
Congress isn't in session. They're on break right now. This is the
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's Barbenheimer.
Come on. The Barbies, you got to burn some Barbies first. Okay? There's a lot of shit to do right now, Hemda. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, Barbie. If Barbie is the most disgusting thing right now, what a world to live in. That says a lot about your world. Oh,
that is so funny. All those guys are like, it's not a patriarchal world. This movie's disgusting.
Right.
And yeah, I'm voting for Trump.
A suburban Chicago man who held firearms training classes accidentally fatally shot his wife while cleaning his gun. So then he turned the gun on himself. You know, good. Good. It's the best you can do. It's the best you can do, because I guarantee his Facebook is covered with it's called gun safety and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, good. You know what? And then you accidentally shoot somebody and you teach classes. Kill yourself. Nobody's as careful with guns as they act. Everybody acts like they have bullets in one cabinet, a gun in another. Well, what would be the fucking point, quite frankly, if somebody breaks into your house? That'd be stupid. But don't act like you do it.
Agreed.
Well, what's interesting is I wonder if, yeah, I think he's more embarrassed that he had his gun fire off. Like I would imagine he'd rather turn himself in for murdering his wife on purpose than have that get out. And I think once he was doing the math, which is worse,
she's like, and if my wife's okay, she is a nagger. Believe me, she will not let this go. I'm just gonna end it now. Because he died immediately. At least when people showed up. So we don't know if he called 911 or if a neighbor heard the shot. She died in the hospital.
Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah. He didn't even stay to see if he could save her. He's so humiliated, he shot himself.
Damn.
Again, is that not emotional? Is that emotional
or
not emotional?
How do we know?
Did he have his period? What happened?
Very emotional.
It sounds like something Ken would do.
Yeah. A real Ken.
We got a real Ken over here.
It's a real fucking can over here. The other thing, though, is like, who said it was an accident while cleaning a gun, I wonder? Because, like, how does that story, you know, like, is there like a forensic team that figured that out? Or are they assuming that, you know, like, how did they know that? Right. He's dead, so he can't tell them, like, oh, guys, did you leave a note? Like, what happened?
Yeah, how many bullets do you keep in your gun while you clean it? How often are you cleaning
your gun?
None,
but that's just me. I don't own a gun, but I'm just guessing none.
I don't know. When I'm cleaning something, I'm not pointing it at somebody. Like, when in the cleaning process do you point it at someone?
The only time I believe there's a real, true deal accidental shooting is when there's a baby or a dog. Everybody else, I feel like you just killed somebody and you were just like, whoops.
I don't see how that's accidental.
Simon Hendricks.
You're holding a gun. Do you know you're holding a gun?
Well, you know what? I just saw, neither here nor there, I just saw Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. an episode, and the woman, and these are, you know, martial arts guns. They know what they're doing in the field. She shoots the gun a couple times. It's empty, so then she points the gun at her face to, like, look at it, like, yep, empty. What the fuck? But she doesn't teach classes. She's just an actress.
You know? Right. She's just trying to learn. But also, why doesn't it ever happen in any movies? Like, all these
accidents.
Fucking movies with all these guns, no one ever just accidentally, like, they're cleaning, they're like, wow, oh, shit. Oh, there's a fucking bullet in there, guys.
I gotta see how you guys clean guns.
Guns?
Because you're cleaning the gun, you shot her. You had a second bullet for yourself, or, like, you had to go get
loaded
the second bullet?
Crying.
Is it fully loaded? Do you not feel like it's a gun unless it has at least one bullet? I don't understand cleaning a gun.
That's actually in the Barbie movie. They clean guns at the women.
Mm-hmm. And then also, this is so dark, but also the idea of her not being dead, being like, no, you can still help me.
Right. No, you'll tell people.
Pretty sure I can't.
You never let things go.
Yeah, that's a good question, Rod. I wonder if the neighbors are listening, where he's like, oh my God, I shot my wife. I can't live like this. You know, like, how else would you know the story?
It was an accident. Right. Total accident. Maybe. Not a weird murderer.
You know what? Our devices, like Siri and Google, they're always listening because they have to listen for the word okay or hey. Mm. And because they're listening all the time. So I wonder if at this point,
Yes.
You can get the recording.
Yeah.
You are listening.
Yeah.
You know, did he go like, hey, I'm cleaning this gun, but don't fucking fuck with me. There's a bullet in here.
If I said, hey, Siri, I want Siri to go, sorry, what? Not be ready at the ready.
Quiet. Yeah. Shut up.
I feel like if we go back and find a transcript, there's some type of argument that happened, you know?
It's so odd. Okay, you ever like, you cook, Rod, and hey, Keith, you do things.
Thank you.
I make sandwiches sometimes.
There's a knife in you. You eat steak. There's a knife in your hand at some point in the kitchen, mm-hmm. right? Or anywhere. When I'm holding a knife, I am so aware whether there's somebody else in the room, let alone the house, like anywhere. Especially if I'm holding it up, I'm just like, no, mm-hmm. because, and if I'm walking around with it, I'm like, oh, somebody can turn the corner, even though I'm nowhere near the corner of my kitchen. Somebody could turn the corner and walk into it. I will not hold it in a way that somebody can walk into it, even if I'm by myself. Now you're holding a gun and it fires off. You can be surprised by your gun.
And that's it fires off.
No, everyone's just comfortable. Everyone's just comfortable that people get surprised by their guns. Okay. Go ahead.
And it fires off into your wife and kills her.
Simon,
it didn't just hit the wall or the floor. It was aiming at a person when we're cleaning it.
What a shot this cleaner is.
One in a million.
That's interesting.
Simon,
didn't even ricochet.
Simon Hendrickson is 61. Discharged the bullet that struck his wife, 60, then took his own life. And like I said, she was pronounced dead at the scene. Dead at the hospital.
There was a fight.
She just had happened coincidentally to go through his phone right before that.
Yeah.
You know what? He was mad. He was mad and he acted, what do you call it?
Emotional?
Emotional, but what did they say when I'm, how does it feel? Okay, here. You know how it feels when you're around the morning after pill? You're like, oh, impulse control. Yeah, I think he lost his impulse control and was like, fuck it, boom. And then it's like,
silent
oh, shit.
Emotions. We that just played a game called Silent Emotions. And him did that was really good clues.
But we've seen teachers showing students, like cops showing students the dangers of a gun. They accidentally shoot their foot or something. Right there, they should kill themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. Just kill
also,
yourself.
Why hasn't that happened, Keith?
But it has.
This guy was
but
so embarrassed that they killed themselves in the class.
Oh, no, not that. But
that's
that
what
should
I'm saying.
Happen,
why
right?
hasn't that happened? We've seen the footage of some dude shooting himself in the class. They never go, oh, fuck it. I'm never working this job again, obviously.
the last week, we were telling a story about a guy robbed a girl that just drove back from work. She was delivering pizzas. She had $100 in her car. A guy had a gun and said, hey, anybody in your house? She said, yeah, my boyfriend is. She lied. My boyfriend's in the house. He's like, well, I need money, so what do we do now? She said, I happen to have $100 from work in the car. Will you take that? Then he said, by the way, thank you for the $100. You're hot. Let's meet on social media and hook up sometime. She's shitting herself, so she goes, okay, weirdo, give me your social media, whatever the fuck. He leaves. Then writes her on social media, goes, should we go out sometime? She says, I wish I have a boyfriend. Meanwhile, contacted the police. Here's a different story in Brazil. Guy has a gun, steals the woman's phone. They end up falling in love with each other. I was walking down the street where he lives, and unfortunately, I was mugged, she said. Meanwhile, the unidentified phone jacker claimed that he had... Unidentified? I have his name right here. Claimed that he had a sudden change of heart mid-robbery. I was going through a difficult situation because I didn't have a woman, you know, the robber said. When I saw her photo on the phone, I said instead of her in front of you, I guess she looked better on the phone. When I saw her photo on the phone, I said to myself, what a beautiful brunette. You don't see a brunette like that every day. I regretted stealing it.
Ew.
The two have now reportedly been dating for 2 years.
Just so you know, first of all, I want to know how old these people are. But just so you know, this was the script out of a rom-com, okay? Mm-hmm. Out of a romance novel, out of a rom-com. This would have been titled romantic. This is how women were taught to forgive men to this extent. No exaggeration. I think a lot of women have this in them. And I think it's very specific towards how we were raised. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you would call it a rom-com in this case.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a rod-com.
It feels like a Barbie lesson. What Kendra just said. Yeah.
The bar is low, by the way. How low, how slim are the pickings in men? And she's like, I mean, yeah, he robbed me, but
look at what we're describing. He, in the last story, he teaches people gun safety and he shot me while cleaning his gun. Either he's a total asshole murderer fucking pig or a total asshole idiot dumb dumb. Either way, that's what I married. Good night. My life is over. One way or another, my life is over with this fucking idiot. Great.
That's why I want to go live in the Barbie world. I just want to go to the theater again and again and stay there and no one's getting shot and people are free.
I'm picturing like a dinner now with all these conservative writers, your Ben Shapiro's, your Piers Morgan's, and most disgusting thing I've ever seen, right? Most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Vomitous. I call it shitworthy. Did they all come in at the same time and watch together? Did they watch alone? Because they didn't watch with their families, right? Because I have to assume. Pink? Did they even watch it?
What if secretly they wore pink and they had a great fucking time?
Right.
And then they get home, they got to make their content for YouTube. So you got to I was throwing up. I'm going to go see it again and fucking throw up again because that's how disgusting it is.
That their wives are like, you know, it's funny. All these people happen to be men. But the wives are like, well, don't say it's shitty if it was good. And it's like, you don't like your job either, honey.
Yeah. Don't you go seeing it, getting any ideas and shit.
Fun time is our time and work is work.
I'm just seeing it for work.
I love homosexuals. I have to pretend I hate these homosexual Kens.
Yeah. They're fine by me, if I'm being honest.
Rod, of course, hosts our VIP show last week on Keith and the Girl. We go back over the stories. What do you like most about it, Rod? What do you discover?
I think, one, you guys are so nice, like, even behind the scenes and all that stuff. You know, like, I feel like...
Really? That's not what we read yesterday about me.
Right.
I mean, obviously, other than when him just cutting me off and just answering questions for me because I'm a terrible guest that has non-stories. But I love just the ability to, like, bring up old stuff to you and be like, what has anything changed? What are your thoughts on it? Whenever there's something that, like, I feel a way about, you know, and I'm sure it's every audience member's dream to be able to be like, hey, engaging people I listen to 5 times a week. What did you mean by that? Or have you considered this thing? And I love that part of it. And I love the fans and the community behind it. Like, I go in the forums and look up every thread and every comment and try to interact with the people there. Like, you guys have such a great community, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
It's a lot of fun. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. Try it out for free. Free trial. One word. That's the code. And you can see what we're talking about. It's a lot of fun.
And I love when Craig comes on and we have a surprise guest and then we fight and then we make up.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You are very mildly provoking. It's very interesting. You have such a sweet demeanor. And Karen also, right? Your wife. Just like, hey, baby. Was he an asshole?
Listen, I love mess, okay? And the most mess I love is other people's mess. So y'all give me once a week to come in and be like, it didn't seem like this guest was cool, but I'll get some more of that tea from you. Like, I love it. And if you listen to Q&A, Newsy loves it. And when I leave comments, I'm normally just encouraging him to be like, hey, what about that motherfucker him that don't like? You want to bring that guy back up, see what happens.
He plays coy too. It's like, what'd you think about Dave? Just asking. Asking a question.
I love when he has done research and knows something you don't know, and he's like, have you seen what Dave's been up to lately? Right. You're like, oh, something bad. Never good.
It's never saving orphans. All right, let's go over what we covered today. Make sure we didn't miss anything. X is not going to give it to you. Twitter, $44 billion down to $15 billion, however these banks figure that out. Holy hell. It hasn't been a year, it seems like.
Yeah. Right? How's Dogecoin doing?
Yeah, luckily, I don't think people are connecting the two. So far, so good. Thank God. They understand, I think.
Yeah, it's like he bought Twitter and saved Dogecoin because he shut the fuck up.
Right. Right. Leave my dog money alone. Focus on this bullshit. Why not? I'm going to call it X. Is that taken? Oh, somebody took X? I didn't fucking know. I can't go on my Xbox and get the name X. Jesus Christ. Anyways, good job, Einstein. You got to reach out to somebody at X and go, hey, since we already changed all our awnings to X, can we work out a deal where I buy X from you? Or do you just take it? Like, it's in terms of services. We're going to take your name back.
Probably the latter.
Yeah, probably the latter. Barbie, you know what? Maybe I do sound confusing. I think what it is I'm so woke and wise that there is no lesson that Barbie taught me. And right. So that's why I'm just saying it's okay. But
that's always the lesson.
It should be mandatory for girls, boys, and perhaps even women. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And conservative men, because they are making some fire content out there.
Right. Non-binary people, you are exempt. You already know everything, apparently.
Y'all good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. I mean, feel free to wear pink. You're allowed. Yeah. See the movie, but it's not mandated.
It's like how I feel whenever there's like a restaurant messes up or something, a business, they go, we're going to go back and we're going to do racial sensitivity training. I'm like, hopefully the black people there don't have to, like, they right, don't got to do that shit. Right?
Everybody sorry? What the fuck? Why do I have to sit in the back too? That's strange. Oppenheimer at the part right now where, the Russians, who we're allies with but don't trust, is working on a bomb themselves because there's a spy in the Manhattan Project. What's going to happen? I'll find out.
No spoilers.
I don't know yet. I can't spoil. I don't know yet. But I got Russia's a feeling they're going to rat him out and build the bomb themselves.
Russia's going to get the bomb first, guys.
You never know.
Russia's going to give it to you.
Yeah, that movie shouldn't be 3 hours if I know the ending.
Yeah.
It should be 45 minutes, and then it goes, you know, they're dead.
They should have whole scenes that are like, yada, 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 let's get to the blow to the bomb, right?
Right. Here's the guy, he's going to regret building the bomb, you get it. let's see here, what else?
How do we call this show something X? Like, how do we name this episode? Because X, everything is taken, right? So X Twitter... X gonna give it to you. I bet we have that title already.
We probably used X as a title for sure.
Probably. Yeah. True.
Conservatives have never seen a more disgusting thing in their lives than a movie about toys. Okay.
Let's name it X's. E-X-E-S. Mm.
None of these guys have kids, but they're really concerned about the morning after pill. Okay. I said, you're being a little boy. And I said, no, you're being a little boy. And Keith wants them both dead. I don't think that's too controversial.
Turns out I was a little boy. He beat me like a grown-ass man.
Donald Trump is a rapist, according to the law. You may say that.
Or, as those conservative commentators say, not disgusting.
Not as disgusting as the movie Barbie. That you're putting your money behind a guy that encouraged Nazis. That's not an exaggeration.
Not feminazis, though.
Right. That is a rapist. But these fucking Barbies, that it's the dream house and not the Ken house. It's like, what?
Why the Kens had to look at them like that, Keith?
Yeah.
Come on, they knew what they were doing.
Right. Guy shot his wife and then shot himself.
Whoops.
Says it was an accident. Woman fell in love with a mugger. And do you have friends?
Fell in love with a boy.
Do you have friends after you do that? Like, if I know you're dating your mugger, how can I talk to you?
Because you're dating some murderer. It's all like...
What do you mean? Like, I have to stay friends or your murderer might come after me.
Are you straight and female? You're dating someone awful. Mine just
No matter what. I see.
Yeah. They're scared.
We just found out Trump is a rapist. Okay. Right.
He got a whole... He had multiple wives.
See?
And guess what happens? Nothing. Mm-hmm. So nothing. More rapists are out there.
Chemda might not. Chemda won't like this Barbie movie because she knows all this shit already.
She already knows everything. But look, we need the content. So if she comes back and says it's disgusting, y'all are gonna go viral the same way that like Jordan Peterson is going viral. So just let her go see it.
I did like at the end of the Barbie movie, it's right when the credits start, they show all the other old Barbies and the discontinued Barbies. And there was a pregnant Barbie that really had a fetus inside it.
Yes. Midge.
Right.
Midge. It wasn't her. So it wasn't a Barbie. It was her friend. Okay. Her little pregnant friend.
Right.
Because they wouldn't let Barbie. Barbie can be anything but pregnant. Mm.
Right.
Right. Because, yeah, she's the she needs to be waiting for the Immaculate Conception, right?
Like, that's what the it tells you something, right? As people that are older, we don't have kids. No offense to the stepkids, Key.
None taken.
But it's like, listen, if you want to be anything, any job, any person, don't have kids, ladies. That's what it's saying. Right. The message for Barbie is like, you can be a pilot, you can be a fucking astronaut, you can be a fucking, you can be a CEO, you can be a supermodel, just don't have no fucking kids. Now, Midge's dumbass, she's pregnant and she won't be hanging out at the crib anywhere.
And she was the least attractive Barbie. Are conservatives upset that the hot Barbies, they can't get pregnant?
True.
Well, it is. Are they? I don't know how they combat this, but all of this stuff just sounds like the old school me of thinking where it's Barbie can only be one thing. So you have Dr. Barbie. So she's not doctor, mother, yoga instructor, whatever, or yogi. She's just Dr. Yoga. So you can't have children and also have these other things. You are one thing. I assume they make fun of that in the movie also.
I enjoyed that they made fun of, there's a Barbie that you can record a video by pressing a button on its front. On its back is a screen. You can watch what you recorded. And the Barbie's like, it's on my fucking back.
Right?
I can't see my own TV. All right. I liked it.
Look at this, guys. We have fun. This is why I come here.
Follow the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. You're going to dig it. And also follow the Dopamine podcast. You're going to love it.
That's Drapetomaniacs, everyone. Okay. Type DRAPE. It'll come up and then it auto-populate.
All right. Great choice. Great idea. Rod,
I didn't come up with that.
Thank you so much for your time. People can follow you on social media, of course. Twitter, again, is Rodimus Prime. Instagram is Rod TBGWT. Rod Tabigwit. Okay. The Black Guy Who Tips.
You follow me and look at pictures of my baked bacon, everybody.
Mm-hmm. That you totally forgot about it. It's so good. What else should the audience know about, Rod?
Just that I love you guys and I hope that everyone's doing well out there. And if you're not, go to one of our sponsors. Okay. Go to worsthelp.com. They sponsored last week on Keith and the Girl.
A lot of weird sponsors over there, by the way.
Man, we're not making any money yet.
Right.
Which I guess is weird for a show we've been doing for a couple years, but any minute now, one of the people listening to this is gonna go to worsthelp.com. Or Goodbye Spoiled, you know.
Goodbye Spoiled as opposed to HelloFresh. We had stamps.com and you guys got an ad for the post office.
The post office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go to the post office. There's no website for this one. So we got to take your word for it if y'all are going to use the sponsor. But just tell them when you just last week sent you and go postal. That's what we say as a slogan.
By the way, when I saw the Barbie movie, so it's just me, the woman did. I've never gotten this at the box office. Oh, how you doing? I feel like I'm a creep. I'm a single adult male seeing Barbie.
Oh, not like interested. Like, oh, look at you checking out what the patriarchy is doing to our females. Oh, you're wrong.
I was on a list. I was in the index. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was giving you like a nice flirty compliment.
I don't know.
Me too. But maybe it's because you weren't wearing pink. Did you get the haircut today?
Right. Maybe she thought he was in the closet. She's like, how you doing?
Yeah, good for you.
You going to be all right? Good for you.
Theater number one, good for you.
Being an ally.
Let today be the day. Yeah.
Maybe moonlight on your face, you're not as pink as like, okay.
All right. Sound like an insult. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com